This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Reminder that today is a good day to get caught up with what's going on in the rest of the world. Why not start now if you've been aloof and away from things? Let's get you focused on the items of interest and import. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting Victoria Keelan with a few of the... she's battle-worn, tested. She knows what's going on in the world, follows all those trending things. You have to duck sometimes when information comes your way and you... don't really. I think that's
so much.
Yeah, there is. And that's why we're not being facetious. You've got to duck once in a while just to remove yourself from this swale of info that we are here to dissect and hopefully advocate with you for whatever it is you want as a result. You want to change? Talking about the election in New York, there are a lot of things that are changing. So let's see what is going on with a focus or an eye on change, Victoria.
Well, change is happening in the UK. Queen Elizabeth has approved the bill that would allow the United Kingdom to leave the EU, making it a law. The law repeals a 1972 act that made the UK a part of the EU in the first place, and the law is expected to give Prime Minister Theresa May a better negotiating stance with EU officials, and that's important because the actual divorce bill hasn't been finalized yet. It's still sort of up for debate. There is a strong debate between a soft Brexit, where the UK keeps some EU membership benefits, and a hard Brexit, which means it would be completely divorced from the EU on every level. And so Theresa May is expected to gather her cabinet the first week of July to discuss the details of a post-Brexit trade deal with the EU. But, you know, it's still one of those things. It's very hotly contested. Should the UK do Brexit? Should it go through?
No, it shouldn't. And there are a lot of people that now are rethinking that. Not a smart move on their part. What started it all, though, was something we can certainly understand here, and the whole business of immigration and Britain's feeling like they're being violated with all these people that are coming from the Middle East. There has always been, since the British Empire existed, a really good mix of people in London and elsewhere around, but mostly in London, the bigger cities in England, a mix of people from all over the British Empire. So folks were used to it, and it had its benefits culturally, I think, and maybe many other ways as well, service jobs, that sort of thing. But then with the influx of the dramatic numbers that came from the Middle East that have gone into Germany, into most of the areas of Europe, and it's upset Europeans, but it really upset the Brits because they felt like they were losing control. So let's stop this, and that's really what the background was for the Brexit vote.
And it's interesting to see who comes out on this on different sides of it. Richard Branson has been very vocal from the beginning that Brexit was a horrible idea. Yeah. And then Warren Buffett and other very well-respected financiers have kind of had the same, they're on the same side, that it's a really bad idea.
It's a bad money move.
Very
bad money move.
Yeah, but I also understand on the other side of it, it's similar to what we're dealing with in our country now, with border security and things like that. I understand that there needs to be reform, but I don't know that completely leaving the EU is really the answer. And I think even the fact that there is a quote-unquote soft Brexit on the table...
It is not the answer.
Yeah.
It's not.
Right. I think but the fact that there's even now soft Brexit is a term that Theresa May is actually even talking about, that could be an indication that she maybe, you know, has her ear to the ground and hears a lot of rumblings that it's not really a great idea and maybe a compromise will end up being the real solution.
Yep. She's not exactly the most inspiring nor popular leader that England has ever had.
No.
And so anyway, all right. So what else have you got?
Well, the Supreme Court is really trending. We've got tons of news coming from the Supremes. Yep. One that I think is super interesting. Of course, we know the travel ban has been upheld. There isn't really... it was a surprise. Apparently, even President Trump just tweeted, wow, which is the shortest tweet of his life. And so they took him by surprise. But I think...
The travel ban, though, just for a second, if we can make sure everybody understands, what we're doing is limiting entrance into the U.S. from seven. I thought at first it was five countries, and then there are two others that have been added. I think that's where this...
It's seven countries total.
It is seven altogether. All right.
Yeah.
So Justice Sotomayor vehemently disagreed with John Roberts. Apparently it was a big argument.
This is interesting, yeah.
Yeah. So what's the background?
So what happened was, as a result of the travel ban being reversed or being upheld in a 5-4 decision, the Supremes voted along party lines, Justice Sotomayor and Justice John Roberts got into a heated discussion about the travel ban. But the interesting thing was what came out of it was they overturned the infamous 1944 Supreme Court decision blessing internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. And so in her dissent to the majority's ruling on the travel ban, Justice Sotomayor compared the decision to the Korematsu versus U.S. case, saying there were stark parallels in the reasoning. And she wrote, quote, as here, the exclusion order was rooted in dangerous stereotypes about a particular group's supposed inability to assimilate and desire to harm the United States. Now, that's what she was referring to was in the Korematsu versus U.S. case. It does actually have, if you think about it, it does have a lot of parallels to what we're talking about now with the current quote-unquote Muslim ban.
Mm-hmm.
And so John Roberts was so, I guess, troubled by this back and forth discussion with the comparison that he announced the Supreme Court was going to be overruling Korematsu. And he actually said this it affords this court the opportunity to make express what is already obvious. Korematsu was gravely wrong the day it was decided. It has been overruled in the court of history and, to be clear, has no place in law under the Constitution. And so it's interesting to go back now. And Doug, you just mentioned this yesterday. We were talking about, you said, what good are the Supremes if they're going to overrule something and then change it? Because they're talking about privacy.
Yeah,
we were talking about internet and sales tax and things like that. And so this is a case, they're going all the way back to 1944 to overturn this.
Well, this was a huge, though, back in that era, this was a huge controversy. And it never really, it didn't set well with Americans, but maybe for different reasons than this, obviously because of the war and the internment of Japanese Americans. They didn't really care about what the Supreme Court said. They wanted people who were Asians, no matter whether they were Japanese, Korean, Chinese, they didn't pay much attention. Anybody with slanted eyes, they wanted in jail.
But that's what we have going on now. Look at all the people who are from India who have been murdered because stupid rednecks think that they're killing Muslims.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We have a lot. I understand the parallels here.
Well,
it's ignorance back then, and unfortunately, we haven't really educated ourselves a whole lot more.
Fear, but it's fear-based. And whether it's appropriate or inappropriate, it's all about fear. I'm afraid of you because you're different. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you stand for, but you look different. Therefore, I don't like you. And that's, kind of a dangerous place to be. Anyway. All right. 15 past the hour. You're listening to the conversation about today on the DJV program.
Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? Now, you drink a lot of coffee or tea. Maybe you drink too much red wine, or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck them. I'm going to give you a 5-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied, using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. A couple of minutes, and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJB show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, to carry on, Victoria, this conversation about what's going on the side of interring or deterring, what's the right word there, internment camps. Mm-hmm. The Pentagon says it's putting a couple of military bases in Texas on alert. They're going to prepare to house potentially thousands of detained people accused of trying to illegally cross the border. Fort Bliss in El Paso and Goodfellow Air Force Base in San Angelo. Government is going to house migrant families at Fort Bliss and unaccompanied migrant children at Goodfellow. Department of Homeland Security asking the Pentagon to approve plans to house more than 7,000 unaccompanied migrant children at Goodfellow in tents and also hardened structures. Kind of what I was just talking about, were we on the air or off the air, about the Japanese internment camps that both had tents in them and wooden structures. The military is going to provide logistical support, but the operations actually run by outside agencies. So here's a great way for this is what happens under these circumstances. The private NGOs, they get and they have a picnic with this stuff.
They get a lot of money,
billing,
I'm sure.
A lot
right?
of money, right? Yeah, this is a real fiasco. It is. It's a fiasco. Yeah,
it is.
And it's caused by people who don't want to do the right thing, and by people in our, whether it's our country, people who hire these folks, or the people who are coming here because they know they can get a job and they don't have to be legal. This is what causes this. I think one of the big mistakes we've made here is that we have sort of shut the doors on everybody in a legal sense, and that's very ignorant because a lot of our best thinkers, a lot of our best workers, a lot of the important, take anything, you want to do science, research, whatever it is, a lot of people that have gone to school here that have been well trained and could add, and this is the criteria, find out who can add to our existence, who can make our country better, and encourage them to come here. Never mind, but we've just shut the door, and people say, well, you got to do something about this. You got to just start somewhere. But this has been something since actually the Patriot Act, ignorance personified, man, that thing. What an outrage. 21 after the hour.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
After the hour, Henry David Thoreau said, live your beliefs and you can turn the world around. And Nicole Kidman is here to tell you, yes, that is the way it works. She and Keith Urban celebrated their 12th wedding anniversary, and the secret to their bliss is something that a lot of couples would never even consider. Kidman said in an interview, we've never texted. That's so not our relationship. They prefer voice-to-voice or skin-to-skin contact. The no-texting rule started at the beginning of their relationship because both of them didn't know how to text anyway. We talk all the time and we FaceTime, but we don't text because I feel like texting can be misrepresented. It is a flat screen. Words on a flat screen, it's bad. It creates all kinds of problems. I know in my relationships,
no tone. You can't get. You can't sense what someone's tone is.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
Yeah. She says, "How do you? What does that mean? How do you interpret things? I don't want that between my lover and I." That's not good grammar, but it's close. My lover and me, Nicole. She also admitted to being a terrible texter in general, letting people sweat a bit before responding to them. She said, quote, I'm really responsible as a person, so I have to just go. Nope, it's okay not to be completely available all the time. And that's what texting assumes. I don't read. I many times wait a day before I send notes. I might see a text or an email or something. I don't respond right away. And people say, well, aren't you didn't just see my note on email? No, I didn't. Sorry, pal, but no,
it does bug me for business, though. Like, I'm fine with waiting to respond to people in social situations, but if it's a business thing and I need an answer, that does bug me when I don't. Yeah. That drives me crazy. Not just from you, but I mean in general.
All right, music. DJV time is 26 after the hour. Victoria and Kara and Doug celebrating Cher. There's a new musical based on her life, you know, in previews in Chicago, and Cher stopped in to catch one of the performances. She was honest while giving her thoughts on the show. In an interview, she said some parts of it are really fabulous. We're going to work on other parts. In many parts, it was much, much better than I thought it would be. And then there were no parts where I wanted to gouge my eyes out. But some do need work. I'm not supposed to say that, but I don't care. And she doesn't. I was really
She's
very
hilarious. Surprised.
Yeah, she is, right. Yeah. She is. Some of the boys on the show are creepy. She's been giving notes to director Jason Moore, who did the first Pitch Perfect movie. I've been sitting next to Jason, tell him things. My brain's going so fast as I try to glean all the nuances. There are lines in the show that sound like quotes, but they aren't quite right. I've been telling him the real quotes. I have a lot to say, and I'm pushing them to do three dance songs in a concert-style way at the end, a bit like they do in Mamma Mia. I think the audience would like that.
I think she's right.
Yeah.
This is getting a lot of buzz in pre-sale already.
Well, a lot of people will be,
It's a great idea. It's a great idea.
Opens on Broadway this fall. All right, now, as long as we're in the moldy oldie singer range, Wayne Newton opening up about the string of burglaries that have taken place at his Las Vegas home. Monday night after a show that he did at Bally's, he told local news that his daughter ran into the suspects in the second home invasion. My daughter said, "Daddy, there's somebody in your dressing room." So I ran to confront them. Newton's property, which is also home to his wife Kathleen and their daughter, first broken into on June 3rd. A couple of weeks later, the house was robbed again. The intruders managed to escape the scene before the police arrived. "I'm as angry as one could imagine. I have no doubt they'll be caught because we have pictures." It's 28 past the hour. Had to run to catch a train.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hours after U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announces his retirement at the end of next month, President Trump is speaking at a rally in North Dakota, saying whoever he picks to replace Kennedy will hopefully serve for as long as 45 years. The president also saying Kennedy's retirement highlights the need for keeping Republicans in control of the U.S. Senate.
Democrats want judges who will rewrite the Constitution any way they want to do it, and take away your Second Amendment, erase your borders, throw open the jailhouse doors, and destroy your freedoms.
A group that monitors North Korea claims that nation is still expanding a large nuclear facility. Releasing satellite images, it says, shows infrastructure improvements at the Yongbon site. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Now 34 after the hour on today's DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Jen is not with us today for a myriad of reasons. She got more. she got a note from her mother.
Poor girl needs a break.
And, yes, she does. Kara Schillen at the control sounds like she needs a break too. it's the lively and exciting DJV experience. The way for us to work well for you and with you is to be better every day. I like to think. I was just talking to my daughter about this, about how the time moves so quickly, and one of the kids have been visiting here, Brendan and Megan and Miles, for a week. And one of the things that they get a kick out of are the constants in my life. They grew up with me on the radio, and when things were going, you know, they knew that at certain times in the hour, in the morning, I had to go into the studio. And I've been doing this for their entire life. They've grown up with me doing this. And so Miles is trying to figure out how it all works, what this is all about. And it's very interesting because the kids were around it all the time. Well, he's not. But the constants of being on the farm. Last night we took a trip around. I think I got some pictures somewhere. So he and the kids went out to feed the cows. And then we had an ice cream and, you know, that kind of stuff. And I thought to myself, I pinch myself every once in a while and give thanks for the ability to do that. How many people have their own ice cream store?
They can just go raid.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So, anyway.
Now, do you keep receipts for all the ice cream that you eat?
Oh, of course, yes. Right. Yes, I have all the records right here. There are four ways, and only four ways, in which we have contact with the rest of the world. We are evaluated and classified by the four contacts. What we do now, how we look, what we say, and how we say it. Dale Carnegie said that before the invention, which we call now the digital age, iPhones and iPads and all that stuff. But I saw that, and it sort of brought me around to what we were talking about, both on and off the air, Victoria, of what happens when, we were talking about Nicole Kidman and how she gets along with her husband, and they don't depend on a flat screen. As a matter of fact, they shy away from the flat screen. And so the fourth element here in being better is to understand how we say things. Because so many, I can tell you any number of times when I have experienced, and I think we all have. Think about that for a minute. When have you communicated with somebody on a flat screen without any emotion and it was misunderstood? If it's something personal, mm-hmm. something very important, it is, unless you hear the words and get the nuance of the emotion attached to those words, you really are often unfairly judging what somebody else said. And to give credence to the recipient, it's unfair of you as the sender to expect that they're going to be able to get what it is that you really mean unless you say what you really mean. And when you have real live discussions with people, you don't need to do that. So use the damn phone and stop sending all these texts. That would be the secret to a good relationship. And I think she's 100% right. How we say things is so important. Look at that in your relationship with Lewis, Victoria.
Yeah.
You know, you depend on understanding who that other person is and understanding the nuance in the way you say things and how those things are taken.
Well, the other interesting thing about Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban's no texting rule, it actually forces you to set some time aside to dedicate solely to the other person. Because you can text while you're watching TV, you can text while you're driving, which you shouldn't, but people do, you can text while you're at the grocery store. It doesn't require you carving out any specific time for your partner. It really is the laziest form of communication,
yeah,
which is
lazy.
Why I
That's
love it.
That's the right word. Yeah, well, it's lazy.
I do love it, but when you have to call someone and you FaceTime with someone, you can't be doing something else because they can see you. So you have to really be focused. And I think that's actually a really wise relationship rule
very
that they
smart.
Have. Yeah.
Very smart. Very, very. I think that's very impressed. I kind of always have liked her. Here's something that will upset you. I'm not trying to upset you, but I'm going to give you two things to think about, then we're going to do the sports news. There's a summer intern at the Capitol who yelled F you to the president last week.
Oh, I heard
Caitlin
about this.
Caitlin Marriott, 21 years old, shouted this as Trump walked through the rotunda. What is it about people and their... I'm talking about expression. That's why I'm having this conversation here, because we're just talking about the meaning of words, expressions, and what's appropriate. There's a certain, I think there's a...
How do you keep your
job? Savoir faire.
Yeah, right.
They restricted her to work in another part of the office building. They didn't fire her.
Well, technically,
her
the president
suspension.
Is not her boss. So whoever, whichever senator she's working
on.
For or whatever, I get it. But still, that's just... I don't know.
It just seems weird. Interns are so replaceable as well.
Yeah.
Just get rid of her and get another one.
Why is it so important for people to express themselves that way? What do you who cares what you think? You're there to learn, to have an experience that a million people would give their left arm for, and you screw it up by being so wrapped up in yourself. That's really all that is. It's
but
just wrapped up in yourself.
I feel like that's a generational thing too.
Yeah.
Where you know, when I got started in radio, we had a few interns. They were awful. But like on day one, they would come in and you would expect them to just sit and observe and learn.
Yeah.
And they were already talking about when they could expect to get hired full time.
Yeah.
I was
like,
wait a second, you're an intern. This is no job guarantee here.
Who are you?
And like, it's crazy. Yeah.
And it just underscores the deepening divisions that there are within our country. All right, so here's a good... Let's talk about somebody that deserves some positive attention. First Lieutenant Garland Connor. You may or may not know who he is, or actually was. He's dead. President Trump gave him the Medal of Honor, the story, as I understand it, he displayed amazing gallantry back in World War II. And he's been dead for 20 years. But the president thought, and I'm sure his staff thought, that he ought to be acknowledged for what he did. His widow is still alive, and she accepted the recognition for her husband in the ceremony in the White House.
That's nice.
He fought in Europe,
I wonder how there must have been maybe a campaign to have him be recognized. I wonder.
Right, because you know, every once in a while, one of the stories about these people comes to the surface and their gallantry. This guy jumped out. He was trying to. They were pinned down by the Germans, and so he got up and didn't get killed. But the artillery fire aimed at him. As the rest of the men in his troop got out of harm's way. So he was exposed by himself for 3 hours. The Germans were getting close to him, and there were a lot of them. He was 20 years old at the time. Imagine that. Think about that for a minute. Think about the average 20-year-old today and what he or she is capable of doing and what men, or how men became men at this age of their lives.
My grandfather was 18 in World War II.
Right.
And hearing his stories, you're right, you do forget, oh, wow, he was 18.
Yeah. I see. I think that's the most significant part of this whole story. The fact that at that age they have enough presence and maturity, whether they've learned whatever it is. I can't tell you that most of the 20-year-olds I know today could pass that medal, have that strength, if that's what it is. So, God bless them. First Lieutenant Garland Connor. Sports news now. The parents of that college quarterback who committed suicide have confirmed what pretty much everybody knew he had. The CTE diagnosis once again shows up. Man, this is going to be, and this is the next real problem for people to grasp the gravity of what happens when you're playing, especially the younger you are. That is kids playing Pop Warner football when they're in junior high school, college. Your
Pop
body
Warner
has
starts
not,
at like 7 years old.
Yeah, but you're not body. Your body's not anywhere near ready for the kind of trauma that it gets put through in these circumstances. So, what about Tyler Hill? Is it Hilinski?
Hilinski, yeah. He was the Washington State University quarterback, and his parents confirmed yesterday, they appeared on the Today Show, they confirmed that the medical examiner said that he did have CTE, and the most shocking thing, according to his father, was the medical examiner told them that he had the brain of a 65-year-old man, which is, and the father said that was just so hard to take, and he said he was the sweetest, most outgoing, giving kid, and that was difficult to hear. He was only 21 in January when he committed suicide, but to have a brain that was so damaged that it looked like it was a 65-year-old's, that really should make everybody pause and rethink football in general.
Yeah.
There's a documentary that Sports Illustrated did about their son's death, so the parents were talking about that, and the mom said something interesting as well. She said there weren't really any verbal signs from Tyler to us or to anybody at Washington State that he was suffering at all from depression, or sometimes there's hallucinations and things that go along with having CTE. Obviously, he had very advanced CTE if his brain looked like it was 65 years old. And so that's kind of the scary part. No one knew that he was experiencing any of those symptoms.
Yep. Tough stuff, man. All right, the general manager of the New York Mets, Sandy Alderson, is taking leave because his cancer has come back again. This is something you never want to hear. You hope nobody ever says this to you.
Yeah. He said yesterday, at the end of April, early May, a recurrence was detected. Since that time, I've been undergoing treatment. I expect that the treatment will continue. I expect to have surgery later in the summer. The prognosis is actually good, but in the meantime, chemotherapy and surgery are all taking their toll. He's 70 years old. He was first diagnosed with cancer in 2015. He underwent chemotherapy for the first time for several months. He had surgery in May of 2016, which he actually said was successful. And so it is unfortunate that the cancer has returned. Alderson took over as the general manager in 2010. He had been with the Oakland A's and the Padres before that, so the Mets have got a lot of changing to do to get out of that losing streak.
Just goes to show you, both New York teams suck.
No, the other one with the fancy pinstripes, they don't suck.
Suck. Yankees suck.
No.
It's a 40, it's past the hour.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Do traffic lights drive you crazy? Audi is launching a new traffic light information system in their cars. This appears automatically on the dash to tell drivers when the light is about to change. A recent study shows that it can increase safety and fuel economy. The system is also able to feed information into the traffic light system about congestion, allowing lights to recalibrate to manage traffic flows better. The system is not yet available in every city. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
ED. It's embarrassing, and the prescription drugs can be so expensive. $40 or more a dose. That's too much. Recently, I was introduced to the nicest people at Marley Drug in North Carolina. It's a pharmacy there with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Speak to a pharmacist at Marley Drug. Call 800-601-0310. 800-601-0310. Marley Drug. 800-601-0310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
DJV Show, I'm Doug Steffen, with a focus now on how you can raise money for a cause you believe in. This is something a lot of people, especially now, are doing and thinking about seriously, because it's a part of the general conversation. We want to help. Americans are very, very helpful. So I've invited Roy O'Winner to join us, communication manager for Social Good at Facebook, who oversees the communications for charitable giving, the products that they support, the initiatives they support. Good to have you here, Ms. Winner. I thought that we ought to dig around a little bit. Facebook is controversial, certainly, and I don't think people realize how much good the news media, unfortunately, focuses on all the bad. So they take things apart, tear things apart. But what a lot of people don't know, and maybe it's because you haven't blown your own horn particularly, is that you help a lot of groups in fundraising, and there are a lot of places online now where you can put together fundraisers, and I thought maybe you could help us understand how to do this. The Wilner fundraising effort, what specifically is that?
Well, first, thank you so much for having me and giving the opportunity to chat about all the things that we're doing on the Social Good side. So
the Wilner fundraiser is actually a fundraiser created by Dave and Charlotte Wilner. They are two parents of a two-year-old, and last week when they saw all of the headlines around family separation along the border, really wanted to do something to, as you mentioned, to help. And so they started a fundraiser to raise $1,500 for an organization called Raices, which does legal advocacy and aims to reunite these separated children and their families. And very quickly, those dollars started coming in. And by Monday, so less than 3 days after they started, they raised over $3 million, quickly making this our largest fundraiser to date. And since, they've actually raised over $20 million from 500,000 donors from around the world.
So, under the circumstances, does it take something that's emotional like this to get people to come to the table? Because there are so many requests. You know it, I know it. You hear these all the time. Let's have a fundraiser for this effort. We've got that problem. Let's do a fundraiser. And some people just think throwing up the request or setting up a fundraiser is going to immediately amount to bringing thousands of dollars in. I can tell you, as somebody who has tried to raise funds, I'm trying to save a farm. And I've done several different projects to try to raise awareness and money. And, man, it's tough to cut through the clutter. And I have I think it's a fabulous opportunity to help. But, you know, if you can't cut through the clutter, it's very difficult. So how do these people, what specifically can you tell us about how this one that maybe others can use to become winners in this area as well?
That's a great question. And, you know, anyone can really be a change maker, and that's what I think this fundraiser shows us. For us, we want to build the tools that make this really easy. So you can set up a nonprofit fundraiser in just a few taps on your phone or a few clicks on your computer by choosing from the over 750,000 nonprofits that have been onboarded onto our tools. And I think in this situation and others, we've seen when people have a passionate appeal and a very tangible ask of their friends and family to say, you know, every $5 counts, or every little bit of help counts. To date, we've actually seen over $25 million raised for a range of these advocacy groups, the largest obviously being this Raices fundraiser.
Yeah.
But these are like 60,000, what I like to call small but mighty fundraisers. Because when you have, you know, dozens, if not hundreds or thousands of $100 or $200 fundraisers, collectively, that's actually a lot of impact for these organizations. They can actually reach out to their families and friends and their community on Facebook, which then hopefully gets shared with their friends and families and communities. And that's how we see these moments go really viral and networked in that way.
Yeah. Well, the nonprofits, it's interesting because I think people always, when they're giving, they think they're giving to a nonprofit. They don't. I mean, I think that's, don't you think that's the mindset when you're giving money? It's going to be, whether it's a large, I have my problems with some of these huge outfits like Red Cross because I think they're abusive with what they do with the money. But in these circumstances, finding them out. So I'm going to send people because I think this is where you would expect folks would want to go. We've got two different things here. Facebook.com/fundraisers, and then if people want to do the Wilners thing, how do they specifically go to this fundraiser set up by Charlotte and Dave Wilner?
You got it. So if you actually just search reunite an immigrant parent with their child, or right there from facebook.com/fundraisers, there's a link to the right-hand side that takes you right to the trending fundraisers of the day. And on top of that, we also do a lot of vetting as well to make sure the 501c3 is a legitimate organization. They have to go through a process of sharing their financials with us, so we're able to make sure that they are who they say they are. And, you know, we want to make sure people have peace of mind when they're donating on Facebook fundraisers and really wanting to make an impact, knowing it's going to the right place.
All right. Facebook.com/fundraisers. Roya Winner is the communication manager for social good at Facebook on the DJV show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.